Okay, so we did something last week, Israel, during Shal Shudas that we spoke about. That was a very wild idea. And I want to show that even though that idea is so wild, it continues into this week's. And we find it in this week as well. So we had last week, Parshas Baal Yischa, we spoke about the fact a couple times, Thursday night as well, spoke about the fact that maybe that the Korban Pesach in the desert was only offered year one in the desert, year two in the desert, and then it was not offered for 39 years after that. And we quoted different reasons why. But one of the reasons we gave in Pesach was only able to be brought the one time in the desert as opposed to the 39, was because there was a requirement to be a possessor of land in order to have, you need ownership. Landlords only were invited to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach and maybe also to Shal Shargolim.
And their families.
And their families. Yeah. So the question became, okay, so what was different between year one and the 39 other years? So again, the easy answer could always be, which we quoted last year by Rishonim based on other factors, that year one in Nechaim was an anomaly. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tosfos Lashon was Hayrosha, a special dispensation. But really, they weren't allowed to bring it. That's always the easy answer. That means that you have to go with the default position. You're never allowed to bring a Korban Pesach in the desert. Reason X, Y, and Z. But why do you bring it year one? Special Hayrosha. It's always easy answer. But here they want to come to Stipel and others came with a genius answer. They say like this. When it comes to ownership of the land, so for 39 years in the desert, they didn't own land. You're in the desert. Nobody owns land in the desert. And it could be even if you own land in the desert, it's not good enough. You have to own land in Eretz Yisrael. So no one in Eretz Yisrael yet owned land. Okay, so what about year one? Same thing. They say like this. That because year one, let's go through the Cheshbon again. The Cheshbon was that the Jews left Egypt on, what do you call it? The Jews left Egypt on Pesach. Now we're talking about a year later. Now a year later, we're in year two. In year two, what's the plan right now? The plan is we're going to send out the spies, which is in Sivan time, which is right after Pesach, right after Shavuos, and then we're going to go in there and take over. If they wouldn't have requested the spies, we would have gone in right away. So at that moment in time, the plan was for the Jews to reach Eretz Yisrael immediately. Whatever immediately means. It might not be 3 hours, but within a short time span. So the concept was that since the Jews own Eretz Yisrael, right? First Rashi Allah Torah, we own Eretz Yisrael no matter what. So since we own Eretz Yisrael, and we're about to go in, we're about to go into the land, without the spies, we're going in. So at this moment in time, we consider it like a weird back to the future thing. We consider it as if we already own the land. We're already there. Of course, we're in the desert, so we don't own the land. But yeah, we're going in tomorrow. We're taking over the place. And it's going to be miracles and miracles. So who cares? We go and we take over. So since miracles by miracles, we go and we take over. So year one of the desert, which they were only a few weeks away from entering the land, that they can be considered landowners of Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not there. But once they did a sin with the spies, and the world followed the spies, and they got punished to remain floating around the desert for 35 plus years. So now, we're 35 years away, you can't consider that your land. That was the chiddush narrated by a few of the, we spoke about by Shal Shudas. The chiddush is that even though you're not in the land, even though you don't possess the land, but we can consider you a landowner, why are you a landowner? Because you're about to go to the land. And I don't think this applies normally. If you're about to buy a house, you can't just walk in there a week before, besides you got arrested by the police. You can't walk in there and chop something. But when it comes, I'm guessing it has to be part of this, that since it's a land, chazakim evesenu, our forefathers possessed this land, of course, Baruch Hu gave it to us, first Rashi in the Torah, we know it's always ours. So since it's always ours, we really, on some level, we own it, on some weird level, and we're going to get it back futuristically, Mitzchem Beherbi Menu. Was that the insight is that year one in the desert, they were considered, in Pesach time, they were considered already landowners, but once it hit year two in the desert, which meant they were 38 years away, then it doesn't work at all. We're about to go in then. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear to us that we're about to go in, when he was clear about to go in, then in that place we have a muchzuk in the past and a muchzuk in the future, and we're called mamish a landlord. That's the chiddush. Because it's a land, because if the halacha says you have to be a landlord to bring a Korban Pesach, it's an unbelievable chiddush that the Torah will say, bring a Korban Pesach. I am not a landowner. Yeah, you're about going to be a landowner. Goodness, you're sort of land ownership. So what we said like this, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chesam Abayz said like this. Rav Ami said that there's a pasuk that says that when you go up to Shal Shargolim, don't be afraid that the Goyim are going to come and steal your land. Don't be afraid. So Rav Ami said, what type of funny lashon? Don't be afraid the Goyim are going to steal your land. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us the weird detail. Don't be afraid of that. Well, that's, I'm afraid. I don't want to leave my wife if she's pregnant. I'm not going to leave her there. She can't travel. No. Why to pick this weird phrase of, oh, by the way, don't be afraid the Goyim are going to steal your land? So Rav Ami said, Yesoy Godol, and Chesam Abayz and Pesachim, that it means that if you're not a landowner, you have no chiv to leave. The whole point of the pilgrimage, there's not Korban Pesach yet. The three times a year, you have Achiv Daraisa, Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa, probably on women as well, to travel up to Yerushalayim and to go visit the Beis HaMikdash by three Shalosh Regalim. Those times only is applicable to landowners. That's what the Gemara says. Machlokes we hold that way, Lalacha. But the Gemara clearly says it without anyone arguing in the Gemara on Chesam Beis. So it means you have to be a landowner for that. Now, Tosfos added on, a Chiddush, Tosfos says that, by the way, it doesn't only apply to the mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim, it also applies to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That means, Gemara doesn't say it openly, but if you don't own land, you're not mechuyev in a Karban Pesach. Tosfos says, with this, I'm going to answer a bomb kasha. That's what we got to this last week. Because the Gemara has that funny case. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had the guy come to him, and the guy said, I want a taste. You should know, even though one of the 613 halachas says, don't feed or don't have a guy eat from the Karban Pesach. Remember this from Shal Shudas. And he came forward, this guy came forward, and he said, by the way, I had from the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, yeah. Right? You're not, how do I know? You think they knew who you were. The guy says, what? There's no way. I'm a great actor. I'm a spy. They never copy. He goes, yeah? What'd they give you? So he says, they gave me a portion X. And he said, no, you got to get the tail. So the guy said, who said so? He goes, these guys are onto you. And he played reverse psychology. He said, listen, you want to show, you get that portion. You get that portion, and I'm going to agree with you that you fooled them. So he goes, the Gemara says, he goes up to Yerushalayim, and he gets to Yerushalayim, and he's talking about the Karban Pesach, and he turns to the Kahanim. He says, listen, I don't want this portion. I don't want the sino steak. I want from the tail. The tail. What happens? You want from the tail? It's a odd request. Now the reason it's an odd request is because the animal brought for a Karban Pesach doesn't have a tail. So it's like they told him what type of odd request. What? He said, "Listen, don't fool me. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told me to ask for it." So they had a brainstorm. The Kahanim chopped. The Kahanim said, "Wait, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told me to ask for the tail. He knows this. He must be sending us a message." They did an investigation. They found that it's a guy, and they sent a message. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even though you're over there, you chopped us, which meant so Tois has a kasha. That we asked last week, Tais Kasha, on Gimel Beis. Gimel Beis, one of very, very difficult Taises. Gimel Beis Pesach. And Tais says, Yehuda ben Beseira, you don't have an obligation to bring Karban Pesach? You should have gone with the guy. You should have snitched on him right then. What are you sending a secret message through tail? It's a cute story, but it's unnecessary. Weren't you going to be there in the base of Middash to bring Karban Pesach? Every Yid is Mechuyev in Karban Pesach. That's the bomb Kasha Tais says. The whole story, it's a detail of the story. Tais says the detail is very important. How is it possible Yehuda ben Beseira was not in Yerushalayim, Mishas Maisa? So Tosfos says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Chesam Beis says, pilgrimage, you're not obligated. And I'm telling you also, Tosfos says, pilgrimage is tied into Karban Pesach. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't count. So it's possible that Aronowitz is right, that the two Shvatim on the wrong side of the Yarden ain't a Chanami. They weren't, according to this Tosfos, it would be ain't a Chanami. They're not Mechuyev in pilgrimage. That's an open Gemara in Rav Ami, if we hold like that Lalacha. The Rambam doesn't quote it, but it seems like everyone agrees with it. And they wouldn't be in a Karban Pesach. The chiyuv of a Karban Pesach is when you're in the certain owner land. He's out of the game. That is the halacha of Karban Pesach. Why would I bring it down now? I'm bringing it out to tell you this weird halacha. That the halacha is that someone futuristically is going to, in Karban Pesach in the desert, the chiddush that the disciple says, that, and others, that the chiddush is that even though you're not a landowner, but if you're going to be a landowner, mamish the kuruv, then for Karban Pesach, maybe for Karban Pesach only, we'll see this week, maybe not, that you could be considered a landowner, and I'm adding on, it has to be Eretz Yisrael Dikel land, because it can't be stomach contract. When you're about to move to Eretz Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore what? Therefore the Jews in the desert, year, 12 months after they left Egypt, and they're going to bring a Karban Pesach. Why? They could have told us we're not landowners, you are landowners. But the next year already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never asked them to make a Karban Pesach. And that's why there's no default position. The whole question of why they did bring year one and didn't bring the next 38 years is going to be, the question is, what's the default position? Yes, bring all the years, then why didn't they bring it? Or don't bring all the years, why did they bring it? That's how the Rishonim are all handling. According to this text, it's beautiful. There is no default position you need a special hetzer. They were only landowners. Year one, they're landowners. Year two through the end, they're not landowners. Very simple cheshbon. As long as you're called, entitled a landowner or titled a landowner, you do it or not. But it is a wild chiddush. Why am I bringing it up now? Because this wild chiddush might apply to this week's parasha also. Another idea, unbelievable, Chassam Sofer, that said, without a makar, but you know, he is the makar and you have this other halacha, that when you're about to go into land, it could be good enough. So what does it mean? The pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving directions for the spies to go up, so he gives them some requests. We're now on the bottom here. We're on Pasuk, Moshe prays Yeshua. Moshe sent to Pasuk Yazayin, sent him to spy out. Pasuk 18, he starts giving them directions. See the land, how is it? And are the people dwelling, are they strong? Are they numerous? I'm skipping some words, but it's all the same thing. And how is the land in which it dwells? Is it a good land, a bad land? He's given them instructions. And then it comes to 20. It says like this, in English first, you shall strengthen yourselves and take from the fruit of the land. The days were the season of the first ripe grapes, in Hebrew. V'hizchazaktem ulakachtem mipriyaretz. Double phrase. V'hizchazaktem, they use what? Strengthen yourself. Ulakachtem means, and they write, take mipriyaretz. And by the way, we give you the season. It was a season. So the first question, pashat pshatna pasuk. What does it mean, you strengthen yourself? What strengthen yourself means what? Second of all, what does word ulakachtem mean? Is a you're taking fruits? It doesn't mention the concept of potentially paying for the fruits. And the bigger kasha, this is the mamish, the bomb kasha. It says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu told them bring back the fruits. So didn't they have a command to bring back the fruits to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu said, here's the mission, 12 people. The mission is to go. Find out if they live in cities. Find out if they're big people. Find out if it's a good place. Find out if it's numerous. And make yourself strong and take from the fruit of the land. Shoe and color didn't fulfill the tzavah. Why don't they fulfill the tzavah? Take some fruit of the land. And then you got to fill Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Moshe Rabbeinu hired you for a job. You got to go do the job. So, and what does it mean to become strong? So, fasten Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says the word v'his chazaktem is from the words, when we talk about it, so what's the phrase we use in Hebrew? It's chazaka me'avaseinu. That's Lashon. It's, what's chazaka mean? It's grandfathered in. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to me, said, "V'hesachadaktem." What in our article types because the other Rishonim do it. But so what does chazak mean? Chazak, chazak. So that's why chazak means strengthen. Definitely Rishonim means strengthen. Some sofers are going, no. V'hesachadaktem doesn't mean like article said, and you shall strengthen yourself. No, no. What, strengthen yourself for what? What is it? That's the kasha taught. It says strengthen yourself and take the fruits. Oh, so you're saying the Moshe Rabbeinu knew it's an exercise. Very good, very good. The Chassam Sofer says no. This word chazak was a play on words. It was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the spies, listen to me, guys. Chazaka Yerusha Me'avaseinu. This is our land. This is our land. You know what that means? When you go to our land in Israel, don't worry about taking. For the kachta means, according to Chassam Sofer, take it. You know what it means? What you don't do? You don't take out your money and your wallet and you don't pay for anything. It's yours. That's Avraham Avinu and Lloyd. What do you mean it's ours? We don't believe the land is ours. You're in the desert, buddy. They own the land there. How can you say it's your land? So the Chassam Sofer doesn't say these exact words, I'm mixing it. Chassam Sofer says that since the Jews were about to enter into Yisrael, that means on some level, it becomes your land. Just like we say with Karban Pesach. Just like the Karban Pesach of year one is your land. So we know it's land. But listen to the brilliant Cheshvan, Kalev and Yeshua, they're on the inside, they're spying around, they see the game going on, and you know what they think of themselves? We're not going in. You know why? You guys are coming back with a bad report. I don't know what's going to happen. Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon, his chazaktem, take for yourselves, ulakachtem, two words, chazaka and lukachtem. So Chassam Sofer said, lukach means take, don't buy. What do you don't buy? We don't believe in gezel goy. We're also to steal from a goy. It's a halacha. Yeah, I'll steal. What are you doing, take it without buying it? So he says, no, because Moshe was telling him, it's the word, play on words, chazakim yoshesenu, it's chazakim avasenu. So therefore you know it's your land, lukachtem, you don't have to pay for anything. But that only works, according to the cheshbon, that you're about to enter Yisrael. You're about to enter Yisrael. Fine, of course, then the cheshbon works. We said last week, this weird idea that when it comes to Yisrael, the land, if the Jews are about to enter, it's considered theirs. But Yeshua and Kalev, we asked the question, why did they fill Moshe's words? Because they have. Moshe Rabbeinu, your cheshbon of us taking without paying and us being chazaka is what? Is built on the idea we're going right in. But we're not going to go right in. No, we're not going right in. The spies are coming back with a bad report. I don't know what's going to happen. So Mameli, Yeshua and Kalev said, guys, we're not taking anything back. We can't take anything back. We don't have the heter. The heter to take the food for free is gebeit on the fact that we're going in there tomorrow. But if we're not going in there tomorrow because we're going to have a bad report and it's going to come back a negative thing, then you don't have the right to do it. So according to the Chassam Sofer, fascinating, he says two things he's teaching us. One, the word v'chazakta means that. And second of all, it means why Yeshua and Kalev didn't take it either, because they knew what was going on. Moshe Rabbeinu sent us in, the plan was to just go in and take over. We're not doing that for sure. Therefore, we might have lost this right. The Gemara Nadarim has a fascinating idea. It says, the Gemara Nadarim says, if someone sees Hefker, Hefker means it's anybody's. Gemara says, if someone sees Hefker, and he says, you know what, that hefker over there, I'm the closest guy, I want that hefker to be hegdish. And then he goes and he picks it up, it was more of a hegdish. Didn't have error. Because when he said it's hegdish, it becomes hegdish. The question is, what do you mean when he comes? He doesn't own it, it's hefker. Nobody owns it. You can make your own property hegdish, that's fine. You can make someone else's property. I can't say your property's hegdish. And I can't say hefker the property's hegdish. How does it work over here? So some of the Rishonim explain the same concept. That when some, you can't do it if on certain circumstances, but here when it's hefker and it's ownerless and you're the first guy, you're the closest guy there, then when you're that close, it's yours enough to make it hefker. So we see Yisoid in Allah HaLamaisa. I was saying until now, we have a Chiddush Neiro, that in Eretz Yisrael, Chazak applies to Karban Pesach / New Inyan. It applies to the spies being able to go into Eretz Yisrael and not purchase the stuff. Just take it. Don't buy it. Now we have Allah maybe. The other way, wait for the Gemara. But the Gemara could be learned that when a person sees Hefker, he's allowed to take the Hefker and make it Hefker without touching it. Without touching it. And it works. It works so much that if he goes and takes it a second later, he violates Mila. Open Gemara. Violates Mila. Why? You're not allowed to touch what's Hefker. Which means, and explain, when you're about to get into something, you're good enough. So we'll take a break for the food here and for Mincha. I will say, hopefully we can say Eretz Yisrael is ours because Mashiach's coming by tomorrow. So we have like this. We started over. We had a kasha. The pasuk says a strange phrase. Moshe Rabbeinu told the spies, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, v'his chazaktem, which article said, strengthen yourself, strange word, ulakachtem mipri aretz, and take from the fruit of the land. And by the way, v'yom yimei b'kuri anavim, by the way, which season it was. So we asked the kasha, what does it mean, get strong? You have to be strong to take the fruit? So Israel said that, no, yeah, in Echnami, the fruit was so unusually large that it was like an exercise thing. But Pashas, that's not the real pshat. So the question, what does it mean, the word v'hischalaktem, which means make yourself strong, what does it mean before you say take the fruit? So we explained before that the Chassam Sofer gave a very interesting teretz. The Chassam Sofer's teretz was that the word chazaka, chazak means that Eretz Yisrael was considered a Yerushim Avesenu. Chazaka him Avesenu. It's a chazaka. We own the land. So what he was telling them was, v'his chazaktem means not be strong. It's our land. Chazaka, we own the land. Ulakachtem, take. You don't have to buy it. It's our land right now. We already own the stuff. That was we explained before in the Chassam Sofer. You'll be able to listen to it later. But there are other terutzim on what the word chazak comes to tell us. So the Panim Yafis, who's grad of the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, the Panim Yafis says that the word v'his chazaktem means kinyan chazaka. That means he had the same shiloh. Maybe that's where Chassam Sofer started this whole thing from his Rebbe. That means you're going into Eretz Yisrael and you're taking some land back to the desert. What makes you, some fruit, what makes you permitted? What are you doing? Are you allowed to take this land? Ulakachtem means take. Doesn't mean purchase. There are, by the way, as a record, there are people who say from kicha kicha means purchase. Right. But in the simple thing, ulakachtem means take it. They understood it's take it. So what do you go into the land and take it? You're not allowed to take someone else's fruit. That's gezel goy. Gezel goy is a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to be gezel goy. Can't be. So we said like this. The Panim Yafis says like this. He says that the word chazaka meant it is partially the Chassam Sofer. It's our land. But no, make a kinyan in the land. How do you make a kinyan in the land? What's it called? Kinyan chazaka. Means make a kinyan in the land to get the stuff. Not that you're allowed to own it. It's a goyish land. You can't go in there to do it. But you could purchase the land and make a chazaka in the land that makes it yours. How do you make a chazaka in the land? There are different methodologies. Most famous one is you put a fence. Put a fence around. Put a fence, it's yours. But there's another way to do it. Panim Yafis says, one of the ways to do it is you change something within the trees and stuff. Ulakachta means you take the fruits off the tree. That makes a kinyan in the land as well. Because you can't have a stranger going to take fruits off your land, you're going to stop the guy. So in order to have taken the fruits off, so what he's saying is unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't stopped saying, by the way, go bring back fruits. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a directive in Hilchas Kinyan how it works. He's telling them, go in and make a chazaka. How do you do that? The pasuk says, ulakachtem pri aretz. Now, that's how you make the chazaka shabbat. But some want to question what the next words are. Ulakachtem pri aretz. And by the way, the pri aretz, what was it? It was the season, bikurei anavim. It was the days of the season of the first ripe. What does that mean? So they want to say, fascinating idea, that we know in halacha that if someone purchases land, so he gets part of the land, does he get the fruits on the trees or not? He went and he bought a tree. He bought a land with trees. Does he get the fruits? Is that part of it? How does the deal work? So the basic rule of thumb is that if the fruits are not ripe enough and they still need the ground, it's considered the ground. But when it reaches a certain level of ripeness, whatever that is, where right now it doesn't necessarily need, you can cut it off right now and it'll survive, then that fruit is not part of the land.
Not part of the sale,
because it's not part of the land. Not part of the sale. That means the seller didn't sell that. He only sold what's on the land. I'm not selling you the fruits of the land. Just like the stuff in the barrels, I didn't sell to you. The stuff that's attached to the tree that's roi to be in the barrels, also not. So that what they were trying to say was that the other rishonim, how they do it, achronim really, why the Torah was saying the words, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, right away it says, v'lakachtem es ha'pri ha'aretz, take for the fruits. And by the way, what's the season? He was getting into this conversation. He was trying to tell him, by the way, is this still attached to the land or not? You have to look for certain types of fruits that are going to work. And that it was all in Hilchas Kinyan Shabbai. That's a fascinating idea. But I want to say an answer that others bring as well. Because the kash we asked earlier was, if Moshe Rabbeinu said, go take the fruits and bring it back, so why didn't Yeshua and Kalev fulfill the commandment? They should have brought it back also. And the Gemara in Sota says, the 10 spies were carrying it and Yeshua and Kalev weren't carrying. And the Gemara in Sota gives a reason, but still it's strange. The question was, why didn't Yeshua and Kalev bring back the fruit? If Moshe Rabbeinu gave a command to the spies, go take the fruit and bring it back, the Gemara says that only the 10 spies carried fruit back because they were making fun of the land. And Yeshua and Kalev didn't do it. So at Mechate, it's not fair. Right? It's not fair. So I saw a beautiful thing. That the word v'hischazaktem, we said before, meant be a good spy. Like the story we said earlier. Calm, collected, be normal. And by the way, what does it mean, be normal? What are you going to do? So it says, v'lakach te pi'aretz, walking like you're buying stuff. Be calm. A spy always has nerves, you got to play calm. V'lakach te meant buy fruit. It has nothing to do with bring fruit back to Eretz Yisrael, to the desert. You don't have to bring the fruit back to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, when you want to be a spy, let me give eitzes what to do. The eitzes, stand normal, don't be crazy. Just like in the Haftarah of this week's parasha, when it talks about the spies who went in the time of Yeshua, what did it say? They went in, they had jobs. They were sellers of kli cheres, what do they call that? They went in, a spy can't walk in with no job. It looks weird. You have to walk in and pretend you're doing something there. So he said, go in and buy the fruits. That was his command. Now, the spies brought back the fruit, an unusually large fruit, because they wanted to make fun of Eretz Yisrael and get the Jews against it. But Kalev and Yeshua said, listen, you're bringing back the fruits for the bad reasons. We're not getting involved. We want to fulfill Moshe's commandment. Of course we're going to fulfill Moshe's commandment. Moshe didn't command us to bring the fruit back. V'lakachtem doesn't say v'hevesem. Right? Otherwise, it would have said v'hevesem. It said v'lakachtem. V'lakachtem means either take or purchase, whatever you want. It's either way to make a difference. But he never said v'hevesem. And the spies decided to do an extra step. But that extra step didn't come with good intentions. The extra step they made to bring it back to the land to the desert was a negative thing, because they wanted to make fun of the land. To say, we said before, just like these peiris are mashuna, it's a weird-looking fruits, weird-looking bananas, weird-looking eshkol, because the people are weird, they're extra strong. So Yeshua and Kalev, listen, guys, that wasn't the job. The job was just to blend in. Blend in means come inside, just like Yeshua had the spies also, blend in. That's the job of a spy. Can't be, right? You're walking otherwise, you're going to get caught in 2 seconds. So we have different interpretations for the word v'hischazaktem. One is exercise. Okay. Two is, it's a chazaka, a Yerusha from our parents. The land is ours. Three was, chazaka means on how to purchase the land, use a kinyan chazaka. Four is, the word chazaka means be strong, meaning mentally aware, mentally alert. When you're going in to be a spy, make sure you're doing the right stuff. Make sure you're not going to get caught. So be, gird your strength. It doesn't mean a physical strength, it means mental strength. Make sure when you're going in there, you're going to play the calm role and you're going to be okay. Stop here, we'll do my...